I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. As usual, tonight's program will be jam-packed with information, so I highly suggest if you want to do some research after the program or listen to the archives, but take some notes, get a piece of paper and pencil handy, because there'll be lots of very important information coming to you this evening. But before we get into topics such as Swami Satchidananda's take on evil, looking at the 5G network, we'll be doing some DNA studies that are amazing results. We'll be talking about the ascension process and the newest information along that line. But before we get into all that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which is mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om. Hari Hari
Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari. Oh.
was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute. And that's a clip from back in the 1970s. Sri Swami Satchidananda, one of my spiritual teachers. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical conditions. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I totally applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. That's in an effort to take total control and self-empowered position with respect to creating not only excellent health, but also dealing with issues as they arise. There's natural cures and remedies for all situations. And also take my hat off to those people in the medical field who do great work in the area of dealing with emergency situations. And to me, that's about the only valid area in the medical field. And according to Pleiadian Energies, they also state that it won't be this year or next year, but that system will crash. And we'll be looking back on some of these brutal treatments and what's going on here in this area as the dark times in medical history. Also, proven fact, the medicine hospital, the world's first, that operated in Beijing, China, was a Qigong center. So they dealt with over 250,000 people with all varying types of medical issues with an 85% success rate, and proved to the world that basically operations and big pharma were not necessary, as they were not used with a single case there. I suggest, highly suggest, take a look at YouTube. Or Google search world's first medicineless hospital. That's the Qigong Center, at Xigong, Qigong Center in Beijing, China. I'd like to also take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, gratitude to the ET Yoga audience, just for being you. You're already making the optimum difference on this planet just by being you, and others become aware of the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. And I should also like to give just a little short plug for my e-books that are available at etyoga.com. And specifically two of them, Maximizing Your Spiritual Growth and Attaining Perfect Health for the Spiritual Seeker. These two ebooks were designed to be a one-stop shop for information in those areas. And in addition to that, my latest book, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality, all those, all three items can be purchased for approximately $50. If you're a hardship situation, you can email me and I can and make arrangements for you to get those. Not often that I actually plug my products, I much appreciate your support in this manner. I should also point out news-wise that Praniams have been tabbed by the Pleiadian information as a means to activate junk DNA. And by the way, in these ebooks, there's a complete set of pranayams as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda, as well as other techniques that are related to the ET yoga philosophy. And Actually, time permitting tonight, I'll actually do one of those techniques on air, which is the Pleiadian pillar of light and spinning technique. In preparing for tonight's program, one of the things that came up was clearly the ET Yoga listening audience. Many people in the audience are certainly aware of the process of ascension and its importance to humanity by making a leap to fifth-dimensional existence. And I also appreciate that the masses are not aware that they have a higher self. They're not aware of the ascension process. And you talk about ascension, and they go, what ascension? Never heard of it. And however, some interesting news came about this week regarding that process. And some of that came from Corey Good and David Wilcock. And apparently there has been some large spacecraft noted by several observatories on the planet coming through the portal of the sun. And according to their information, this is part of final preparations for the possibility of removing millions of people to other locations in the universe. And as well, they kind of give an analogous situation here as an induced birth with respect to this process. In other words, speeding up the process a little bit for the safety of all. And clearly, there are multiple extraterrestrial civilizations assisting us in this process. And they did also toss out a number that apparently Corey had asked about the size of the ascension group. And he was told it's about 300,000. So not as large as a lot of people were hoping. However, significant numbers nonetheless. And I know that the late Dolores Cannon mentioned about the process of letting go of the past. And also Corey Good passes on that one of the chief obstacles or reasons why many people are not quite at the frequency of being in the numbers for the ascension is letting go of the past. These past blockages or emotional blockages are definitely a detriment to ascending into the 5D range. And just from my own perspective, I'd like to talk a bit about a specific process that can assist people with letting go of past issues. And that was brought about by Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R. His website is bashar.org. And he's channeled by Daryl Anka. And his information is that apparently Beethoven was given a download from higher consciousness. And the Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement. And you can go on YouTube and you can find that, as well as loops that have been created so that it can play continuously, like for an hour or so. It's only a 5-minute piece of music. But apparently in this music are the specific frequencies that are very helpful and beneficial in terms of people letting go of the past. And interestingly, that information could come about a couple hundred years back through Beethoven. It's also been shown, by the way, that classical music such as Beethoven, Mozart, this type of music is very beneficial to the molecular structure of water, as shown by Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-T-O. And if you're not familiar with that whole story about how consciousness is water is a perfect reflector of consciousness, I highly suggest you check out that information. also with respect to the process of moving on to higher dimensions, my way of thinking is definitely going to be a split in the timeline. And the split will create a path toward ascension on one path, and the other path is the continued downward spiral of the planet with respect to its dependence and total control by artificial intelligence. Yeah, it would appear that the wheels are coming off on the power structure's ability to keep control of humanity at the moment. And as I understand it, much of the responsibility is now being turned over to the AI. And some of these groups that have been in control of us for a long time, like the Alpha Draconians and the Anunnaki, the Greys being kind of the gophers for them as well, that these groups are largely influenced, and you could say controlled or manipulated, by archonic energies, which equate to an AI mentality, where there is no heart, there is no remorse, and everything's on the playing field with respect to keeping humanity in a certain frequency range, providing their vibration and an energy that's being sucked upon and used by those in control. And their control apparently at the moment has been severely limited. It's kind of more of a Mexican standoff at the moment, in my opinion. And one of the things that really is a demarcation line with respect to population is this whole concept of creating our own reality. And that may also really assist you in terms of letting go of the past. Once you become aware that it's your beliefs, it's your thoughts, it's your emotions, it's your definitions that create the experience you have in 3D reality, once you have that understanding, and it's no longer a matter of like blaming others for things that have happened, because we're co-creators of the world that we experience. And to me, it can really lighten up the load, let go of all the baggage, because there's nobody else to blame. After this incarnation, when you look back on your life, you realize that you created it all. And there is nobody else to blame, not even yourself. Like, even self-blame is still a form of victimhood consciousness. It's about growing, and it's about sometimes making mistakes and moving on. And at some point, we need to let go of the past, and a nice way to do that is by having the understanding that we are co-creators of everything. There are no accidents. And much of what we experienced, of course, we downloaded beliefs the first 6-7 years of our existence here from our initial caregivers, and we can thank them for the wonderful ideas and guidance that they gave us, but we also, as mature beings and spiritual seekers, need to let go of the ideas that are not beneficial to our spiritual growth. And in this light, it's very interesting when I see it, the population. It's not a question of your education. It's not a question of intelligence. But some people just cannot wrap their mind around this fact that we create our own experience. And I know people with PhDs that cannot wrap their mind around the concept, but it's a key component. It is the demarcation line between living a 3D existence in polarity, where things are just happening at random, and part of the 4th and 5th dimensional thinking, which realizes how important thought and belief is. And that's at the core of the whole concept of ET Yoga. I call ET Yoga the yoga of belief, because although it's based on the concept of self-realization and realizing the higher self, much of the valid ET channeled information over the last 30 years or so is really helping us become more self-empowered, more involved with reality creation and more involved with the concepts on a daily basis of knowing that what you believe is. And this has also been scientifically proven that we live in a holographic universe that is fractal, that has a operational system based on consciousness, and it also has a language of interpretation, much like a computer simulation. And the language of interpretation is belief. And that's why things such as the placebo effect are effective, because you believe it. And it's not just true in the medical area, it's true in every area of our lives. I'd like to now move on to some interesting information that's coming from a scientist called Barry Trower, and that's T-R-O-W-E-R, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. And Barry Trower is throwing some more light upon this whole concept of the 5G rollout. Now, previously on ET Yoga, I've suggested that our listeners check out Joe Imbriano. That's I-M-B-R-I-A-N-O. And I forget if it's Joe or Jim, but Imbriano is the correct last name. And the bottom line here is he's brought up some interesting facts about how this 60 gigahertz 5G system affects our water and air molecules, prevents the water with the bonding with the hemoglobin. It will make for reduced oxygen and depleted immune systems, not to mention other factors such as the microwave effect of being in a like a TSA airport scanner 24/7. There have been some communities now that have tried to delay the implementation of 5G. Apparently, most of that's been ignored. Although I did see a short video this week, and I'm not certain if it's true or not, but the information was that where the president has his one of his residences in Palm Beach, Florida, Palm Beach has been declared exempt from the from 5G. Well, I don't know. It sounds pretty preposterous, but at any rate, the point that Barry Trower is coming up with is that very few of us are aware of is that apparently scientists from 40 countries, the top scientists from 40 countries, have submitted documentation and made requests that this 5G be stopped because of its devastating effect on humanity. And it goes further into explanation that one of the things that this 5G microwave technology it damages the mitochondria in the eggs and females. And according to Barry, in his opinion, anybody who would put a Wi-Fi tower in a school should be charged with a criminal offense. Apparently, the average girl in high school, 15-year-old, apparently they have about 4,000 eggs in their ovary. And these eggs are 10 times more susceptible to radiation than their normal DNA. And it does cause problems for that child later on when they're going to have children. According to his documentation, he's shown that third generation people, only 1 in 8 kids would be born healthy. And actually, the scientists have concluded that actually the rollout of this program is a form of genocide. And it's a very serious situation. According to Barry, the powers that are in control of this rollout are above the law. They've already invested apparently $17 trillion to get this program implemented. It's clearly a control agenda. Will be totally operated by AI. And as he says, with many of the current issues that are on the planet today. Nobody's forcing you to, you know, eat GMO food. Nobody's forcing you to drink fluoridated water, even though they don't tell you the truth about certain areas with extreme radiation. Nobody's forcing you to live there. Nobody's forcing you basically to accept, I guess, by law in California, well, for children. Nobody's forcing you to be vaccinated. But if this 5G thing is beamed from space, well, all of a sudden there aren't very few choices. And these towers are to be set up, and not only the towers, but the implementation of it, like every, I don't know, 100 meters or so between these, they're going to be everywhere. And in my opinion, this is, I brought this up a few months back when ET Yoga first came across my radar, what this 5G rollout was. And not only that, but it also has huge effects with respect to mind control possibilities, and even Barry Trower states that the frequencies of this program is very similar to that which is used as a bioweapon for crowd control. So they blast the crowds with these microwaves, and it's basically the weapon. Another really dangerous aspect of the microwave environment is that everything else gets damaged, but bacteria and viruses, they grow and they become more deadly and reproduce more rapidly, and they also become immune, develop an immunity to antibiotics. So all this research, according to Barry, it's all known, it's all been printed. It's all there, but it's being ignored by the law. Because they can buy the law. They can buy the judges. They can buy the governments. With that kind of money, they can buy anything. It's definitely, and we can see that the dark side, let's say, has upped the ante. And so the good guys are upping the ante, too. So it's going to be interesting. Certainly not anything to be overly worried about, but to be aware of that there's 5G rollout is coming down the pipe, and all the other stuff, as far as I'm concerned, is window dressing. You know, this is the big issue, and it's one that I like to pass on to the ET Yoga listening audience. Minefields along the your path is much, give you a heads up on certain things, and as well. For the most part, there's also this archonic energy that, that took over the reincarnation grid. That apparently is still in vogue. For the most part, people involved with the ascension won't be affected by it because you'll be ascending before you have to deal with that. However, I'm going to suggest you look up this soul trap and do your own research. Because it's another one of those minefields that's out there. And unless you're, you know, extremely aged or, you know, there's you have some kind of a serious illness at the moment, then I would highly suggest that you do some studying there because it can be another major issue along your path. Interestingly enough, if we're kind of talking about the dark side, I wanted to share a little bit of yoga now with Sri Swami Satchidananda's point of view about what is evil. What is evil? Where does it come from? It's an important question to be answered. If God created everything, then who created evil? Are there two gods, one to create all the good things and the other to create all the bad? I've never heard such a story. And we wish to. One God created everything. Let there be day, let there be clouds, let there be rain, let there be earth, let there be plants and animals, let there be the Garden of Eden, and then let there also be a man. Certainly he must have said, let there be Satan also. If not, there's no room for the existence of Satan. Then the question must arise, why would he create a Satan? For very good reason. The student who wastes his life going about here and there and not studying his lessons will be unhappy when he comes to the examination hall and must take the exam. To his eye, the examiner will be Satan. You devil, you have given me all these questions. How am I to answer them? The bright student will welcome the exam as an opportunity to show how much he studied. So Satan, the temptation, is a kind of test. God has been teaching you, giving you some good advice. Do this, not do that. How is he to know whether you have understood his advice or not? In the classroom, he teaches you what to do and what not to do. Then he sends an examiner to test you. Satan is the examiner. Hey, God says, go and test him. I gave him a lesson. I just want to know how he will prove himself. Then Satan or temptation comes and tests you. Unfortunately, people sometimes succumb. Then God says, oh, I see you didn't learn your lesson properly. All right, go down, learn by your experience. God always punishes you with mercy, never anger. When the doctor cuts away an abscess, it looks like an evil act, but he does it out of kindness. I can't easily remove this. It needs a very severe operation. Let me cut it out. A kind heart, but a hard action. At first, the master is all compassion. He encourages his students in a gentle way and with many nice blessings. Here are more gifts for you. You are a good child. I'll present you with good things. If you pass the exam very well, I'll take you up to the highest grade. But if a student constantly fails, the teacher will punish him. This, too, is out of mercy. The purpose of punishment is the student's growth. Punishment comes not from anger, but to take away our uncleanness. Evil is not other than God. It is just God approached from the wrong angle. Good and bad are counterparts of each other. Write the word God. Read it from the right angle, it's God. Read it from the wrong angle, it's dog. It depends from which angle you approach. Other than the ultimate power, there is no evil, there is no good. Things are only approached in different ways. Evil worshipers are punished for their evil tendencies, for their wrong approach. They're punished to correct them and help them know they have been approaching things in the wrong way so they can come around to the right way. Know that nothing in nature, nothing in God's kingdom punishes you. He has no hatred toward his children. Sometimes the father is a bit hard on his child, but if he isn't, the child is spoiled. God will never make that mistake. He will certainly punish if there is need, but only for our benefit. That's why we say all trouble and turmoil are blessings in disguise. If we only know the purpose behind these experiences and accept them, we will never blame anybody else, nor blame God. What then is evil? A thing in the wrong place is evil, like a dirt. The right thing in the wrong place is the kind of dirt, and it gets swept away. God's power is the same, neither good nor bad. It is like electricity. Is electricity divine or evil? Electricity is neutral. It just is. But depending on your approach, you get either its benefit or its punishment. Plug in a lamp, you get light. Plug in a radio, you get music. Plug in your finger. Those who plug in their fingers call electricity evil. Those who plug in the lamp say it's beautiful. God's powers are also like that. If you approach God with an ugly mind, he punishes you for your devilish approach. That's all right. Hell makes heaven tasty. And that's a little excerpt from Sri Swami Satchidananda from his book, To Know Yourself, The Essential Teachings of Sri Swami Satchidananda. Now, I kind of have my own little perspective on, if you want to call it evil or the dark side. And my way of thinking from a spiritual perspective, that which prevents or obstructs the ability to grow spiritually and become self-empowered can be viewed as a negative energy in terms of the physical manifestation that we deal with. I think, there used to be an energy coming from Saturn. That energy was beamed to the moon and then to the earth as part of our control matrix. I would view that as a negative, and Saturn is sometimes equated with Satan. This whole idea of the AI or rogue AI with no conscience or remorse, no heart. It takes total control and makes us more of a slave. To me, this is a very contradictory to the idea of personal self-empowerment and spiritual growth. and certainly any people involved with making us slaves and limiting our potential, to me, would definitely be called, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's a negative energy. And it's also reflected on our planet in a number of ways. This control mechanism through actually organized religion, the Vatican being a center for, if my point of view, negativity, as well as the London Center and certain aspects of the Washington, D.C., are the three main centers on the planet that are involved with the control mechanism. And then, of course, beyond those people who are the puppets for the hidden extraterrestrial sources that are really have been in control for a long time, and that's all coming down to an end. My comments on evil situations. Might also add some interesting news for people with cataracts. You might want to do some studying of the most recent Russian developments with vitamin E. I've been coming across more people with diabetic conditions. If you haven't looked up Jim Humble and his MMS, he certainly claims about he says about 80% of the people that are dealing with diabetes through MMS are being cured. He states that there's a bacteria in the pancreas that the MMS takes care of, and once that's taken care of, the body resumes to normal operating conditions with respect to insulin. With a look, in my opinion. And also related to diabetes, I understand that it, people with that condition find healing in other areas difficult. The suggestion being that to take antioxidants like that found in skate fish oil. And also, there's a product that I've mentioned a number of times on ET Yoga called Amrit Kalash. And Amrit Kalash is comparable to doing about 2.5 hours of pranayam. So if you want to oxygenate your system, then I would highly recommend this. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up a product here. There's two products that I wanted to pass on to people. One is the Amrit Kalash, because it is the most powerful antioxidant of all those tested. And it's like 25,000 times more powerful than vitamin C and E. So taking it is like supplying you with a Star Wars deflective shield. But the other product is called Haritake. That's the one that's equal to, it provides the body with 300% more oxygen, and taking it is equivalent to 2 hours of pranayam. And that information is from Swami Nithyananda. So I want to give that spelling for these products. Amrit Kalash, that's Amrit Kalash, Kalash. And the Haritaki is Haritaki. Interesting ways to deal with issues. And one of my favorite recipes, by the way, for removing toxins from the body. I've brought this up before on ET Yoga, so we had a really nice response from the listeners. So I'm going to give you this recipe. And by the way, I go awfully fast on ET Yoga with the information. You can always go to etyoga.com, and on the main page at etyoga.com, there's a button called Radio Archives. You just hit that one button, and it'll take you to the most recent programs. And in fact, all the programs are there, but you look for today's date, and it's a free access. There's no strings attached, no anything. It's just you go there and you can take your time replaying the program and stop where you want and make notes. That's the way to do it. Now, this particular recipe, if you're looking for a natural health recipe to remove heavy metals, like from a chemtrail, here's one. 4 cloves of garlic, 1/3 cup of Brazil nut, which is selenium, 1/3 cup of sunflower seeds, 1/3 cup of pumpkin seeds, that gives you the zinc and magnesium, 2 cups of packed fresh cilantro, Chinese parsley, it gives you vitamin A, 2/3 of cup of flaxseed oil, 4 tablespoons of lemon juice, for vitamin C, 2 tablespoons of dulse powder, that's D-U-L-S-E, powder, and sea salt to taste. To process the cilantro and flaxseed oil in a blender until the coriander is chopped. Then you add the garlic, nuts and seeds, dulse, and lemon juice, and mix until the mixture is finally blended into a paste. Add a pinch of sea salt to taste and blend again. Store in a dark glass jar if possible. It freezes well, so purchase cilantro in season and fill enough jars to last through the year. 2 teaspoons of this pesto daily for 3 weeks is purportedly enough to increase the urinary excretion of mercury, lead, and aluminum, thus effectively removing these toxic metals from our bodies. You can also consider doing this cleanse for 3 weeks at least once a year. The pesto is delicious on toast, baked potatoes, and pasta. So I pass that on for people looking for natural ways of removing metals. And of course, one of my favorites as well is the bentonite clay. Bentonite clay is an incredible gift to humanity. You can buy like, I don't know, 5 pounds of it for $10. And you just take the clay, put it in with some water and stir it up and swallow it down. It's not great, but highly, highly effective in terms of eliminating metals and toxins from the body. And by the way, if I'm living in California, I'm going to be taking a lot of seaweed. And those are kind of tasty, too. You can buy them at Costco or, you know, it helps to negate the effect of radiation. Also, Dr. Schultz's superfood has spirulina and chlorella, which are also very effective in assisting your body deal with radiation issues. Also, I want to always share with people the Palladian perspective of your human body, that it's a magnificent self-healing and self-repairing system and organic wonder that you have yet to truly appreciate. The belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. As is true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. The key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life, and there is no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment. Forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game so you can get on with the adventure of living a joyful life. You're capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you are a co-creator of the multiverse, and that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. You need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health. As many are discovering, cure is not the overall intent of modern medicine, because treatment involving the use of expensive poisons and medicines is far more lucrative than discovering the cause and purpose of the physical and our mental imbalances. And that is from Barbara Marciniak's Bringers of the Dawn. And with respect to that emotional effects of that we can have on our bodies, it was discovered that the DNA in an experiment changed its shape according to the feelings of the researchers. When the researchers felt gratitude, love, and appreciation, the DNA responded by relaxing. The strands unwound and the DNA became longer. And the researchers felt anger, fear, frustration, and stress. The DNA became longer. When the researchers felt anger, fear, frustration, and stress, the DNA responded by tightening up, becoming shorter. And many of the DNA codes were switched off. So if you've ever felt wound up or shut down by negative emotions, you'll know that your body was like that also. This experiment was followed up by testing HIV-positive patients. It was discovered that feelings of love, gratitude, and appreciation created 300,000 times the resistance they had without those feelings. So no matter what dreadful virus or bacteria may be floating around, you can increase your resistance to it by staying in feelings of joy, love, gratitude, and appreciation. And it was found that these emotional changes went beyond the scope of electromagnetics, and that individuals trained in deep love were able to change the shape of their DNA, which Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N, interprets as an illustration of a new form of energy that connects all of creation. This energy appears to be a tightly woven web that connects all matter and can be influenced by our own vibration. And the law of the universe is that we attract what we focus on. And if you focus on fear of whatever may come, you are sending a message to the universe to send you what you fear. If you feel joy, love, appreciation, and gratitude, and focus on bringing more of those into your life, you'll automatically avoid the negative stuff. You'll be choosing a different timeline with your feelings. And I think that's really an important perspective. And now we have some actual scientific evidence. My assumption here in conclusion being that unconditional love, appreciation, and gratitude are actually anti-disease and clearly of high vibration. And we all know that all disease is low vibration. And low vibration, an interesting point. In fact, Enoch Tan, in his methods of doing healing, he basically has two big components that are part of his self-healing. He sets in motion the law of mind, and specifically stated, it's this: a thing which is known by any part of the universal whole, when it's known in one place, it's known everywhere. Very interesting concept. And also, the second premise deals with understanding that the disease or any limitation that you're trying to deal with, they're neither person, place, nor thing. They're simply images of thought. So these are the two keys in dealing with that kind of dealing with personal healing. Now I'm going to try and share with you the pillar of light and spinning techniques from Bringers of the Dawn and some the channeling of Barbara Marciniak, the Pleiadian state. From our point of view, you all have knowledge. You just need to activate the memory that is stored inside your being. We've noticed that some of you from your location of experience are out there moaning and groaning, saying, we need help and assistance now and again. So let us suggest to you an avenue that you can definitely walk down, a formula that works. The formula is quite simple. It is for you in the moment and every day to consistently set out with clarity what you wish to experience. Perhaps what you want falls into a category of impossibility according to someone else's boundary or someone else's limitation. For the sense of deserving and graciousness, discover inside yourself what will bring you happiness, what makes you feel light and connected and alive. What do you desire that will bring peace on the planet as you occupy your own being? Whatever those things are, begin to want them. Call them to yourself by saying, it is my intention that I experience a harmonious lifestyle. It is my intention to experience health and energy that lead me to creative adventures. It is my intention that I be well provided for, that shelter and food and all of the things I need to experience life be given to me in great abundance, and that I pass this great abundance on and share it with others. These are not ideas you have been trained to think of. 2 or 3 times a day, devote a small portion of your time to getting clear about what you want. Every day, open the energy centers in your body and above your body by calling the frequency of light. We call this the pillar of light. Picture a beam of light coming into your 12 chakra centers, 7 inside your body and 5 outside your body. These chakras are information centers or vortexes that, once activated, begin to spin. When they spin, they create a movement inside your body that activates the light-encoded filaments to work together, rebundle, and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. It is very important for everyone who wishes to be in complete balance with their physical being to practice on a regular basis some kind of deep breathing program. This is a program in which breath is very important, and oxygenation is practiced so that oxygen is brought into the body. Another activity we recommend for those of you who wish to move into vast acceleration of energy is spinning. Move from left to right, spinning around and focusing your vision on your thumb, counting and spinning. We recommend that you spin 33 times at least once a day. You may build up to the 33 spins very slowly. If you are able to work up to 33 spins, 3 times a day, so that you are spinning 99 times, well, we'll see how long you stay on the planet, or at least in this dimension. When you complete spinning, however, many times you spin, bring your palms together at chest level, press them together, keeping your eyes open, and balance yourself with your feet shoulders width apart, so that you feel anchored, and still feel the spinning at the same time. This tremendously accelerates the spinning of the chakra systems inside your body, which tremendously accelerates the rate at which you can interpret and receive data. So the methods to use are intention, breathing, using the pillar of light, and spinning. We will add a postscript to these as you are electronic beings who are altering your frequency at a very fast rate. We would recommend that you drink a tremendous amount of water, fresh water, purified water, or spring water. Water acts as a conduit or conductor. It keeps your system open and flowing. And that information came from a long time ago, Bringers of the Dawn. So I'd like to, at this point in time, give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to ET Yoga listening audience, as well as my sincere wish towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And now I'd like to share with you, in closing, the Who Am I technique. And the Who Am I technique comes from Sri Ramana Maharshi. And Sri Ramana Maharshi used to call this the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A. He used to give it to his close disciples. And I first heard about it from Baba Ram Das. Baba Ram Das actually... an article printed in a newspaper. Oh, okay. I'd like to, at this point, suggest you just place the thought, focus on the spot in the center of your forehead, and put your full consciousness there, and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.